The Last Taboo. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In a campaign season that has been full of upsets and shattered glass ceilings, we got another surprise last week.
One of the great public servants, Governor Bill Richardson of New Mexico.
Former Clinton ally Bill Richardson endorsed Barack Obama, just as Obama was being threatened with the death of 1,000 sound bites, fueling rumors that Richardson might be an ideal VP for Obama. And suddenly, my spirit soared. Because here at last was someone ready to shatter the ultimate glass ceiling, to attack the final political taboo, and yes, to represent my people. Because if he runs for vice president, Bill Richardson would be the first national candidate in 100 years to run for office wearing a beard. Yes, there he was, wearing a modified Van Dyke, as people like me, people who've been lumped in with Lenin and Castro, or who are confined to radio because we don't shave, we just trim, finally saw someone who looks like us. We can thank pioneers like Ben Bernanke, Chuck Norris, Al Gore, off and on, for leading America to this moment. And you know, not only would Richardson be the first bearded national candidate in 100 years, he'd be the first Democratic candidate ever to run with a full beard. In fact, the only Democratic president with facial hair of any kind was Grover Cleveland, who had only a mustache. And actually, in 1888, although Cleveland won the popular vote, he lost in the Electoral College to the fully bearded Benjamin Harrison. Now you know why Hillary was so upset that she didn't get Richardson. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.